It's time to find out where you'll enjoy some drinks and dinner tonight.
Arizona Guy Fieri here from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell.
On KNST AM 790 and now 97.1 FM.
To a glorious Saturday afternoon, Matt Russell broadcasting deep in the heart of happy hour for this exciting edition of On the Menu Live, heard every Saturday at 4 o'clock on KNST AM 790 and now 97.1 FM. And we had so much fun the last time we were up here. We decided to come back and do it all over again because the cocktails are so good and the food is so good. And when you're thinking about great cocktails and great food with probably the most spectacular view in all of Southern Arizona, indeed you have found us here at the Hacienda del Sol Guest Ranch Resort on Hacienda del Sol Road between River Road and Sunrise Drive. We have half off featured cocktails. If you come in here and mention the radio show, we got some great new items that are going to be rolling out on the grills menu, and Chefs Greg Cara and Marcos Castro are going to be here rolling those out for us to try, having a great time. And those are both only going to be $24 tonight if you say I heard about that on the Menu Live. Well, you know, we've got a guy here as our celebrity co-host. We got a chance to get to know him about a year or two ago, and fascinated by the adventurous world that he lives, life that he lives back in Washington, D.C., our nation's capital, and he is back in Tucson for a very busy weekend. Fellow foodie Gary Carr!
Good to be here, Matt.
Welcome back to the show, man.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
Well, you know, I remember last time we had you on the show, we were broadcasting from the Abbey over there on Sunrise in Kolb, having a great time helping them open that restaurant. We love everything that they're doing over there. The Metzger family is just spectacular when it comes to great food and great great cocktails. But happy to have you back on the show. But it's not just great food, or certainly this radio show, that's bringing you back to Tucson. What brings you to the Old Pueblo this weekend?
Well, it's about to start another year at the University of Arizona for my daughter, Amy. She's about to start her junior year, and so I came in to help her move in and had to purchase a vehicle for her at the Arizona Fleet down by the airport. Put in a little plug for them.
Very
so,
good.
Yeah,
very
get
good.
A sponsorship for them real soon.
I'll be chasing that one down.
Yeah, right. Chase them down. They're good folks down there. Ronnie Bishop took care of me really well.
Nice.
Anyway, Dad, you know, we need to do that for her, and she's excited for another year, another exciting year for the Wildcats, I hope, on the football field. And it's been great to watch her grow at the University of Arizona.
That's great. So she's starting her junior year now.
Junior year. It's going by really fast, but I'm expecting at least I get a thank you from the governor or somebody because I spend so much money here in the state of Arizona. I need to get an honorary, you know, citizen of the state or something.
I think Jan Brewer's online, too.
That's how it goes. Governor, help me out.
That's right. Well, so she's starting her junior year now. My son is going into his senior year in high school.
Right.
And so we are going to be, you know, living the car dream, as it were,
yeah.
A year from now, because my son is probably going to end up either at Northern Arizona University in the cooler climes up in Flagstaff, or he will follow in his mother and father's legacy at the University of Arizona. What kinds of things should we be thinking about as parents as our child prepares, you know, this time next year to be going to college?
Well, whatever you think it's going to cost you, add at least 10% to that,
because
I can guarantee you it will cost more than you think it does. It is a great experience. I'm so fortunate, so blessed to be able to, you know, do this for my daughter, to help her out and let her go to school and that sort of thing. So you just enjoy the experience. Yeah, it's wrenching a little bit when you're trying to pick out schools and trying to do the right thing. There's probably no bad choice. Let them pick the school that fits them the best. They'll do well in a place like that. There's a lot of good schools. This is a good one. I'm very happy to have her there at the University of Arizona. But people, I think, put too much angst in the college decision process. I think it all works out pretty well. If they're motivated, they'll do well at any school.
That's great. She's got a lot of great restaurants around campus, though. Main Gate Square on University Boulevard between Park and Euclid is just kind of this international marketplace of wonderful restaurants. I'm sure she has probably taken her sort of passport and traveled the world just on a two-block area of restaurants.
She's got a car, so
she'll be able to drive. Anyway, well, let me also say, you know, I can't believe we didn't do an official toast to get the weekend started right away. We're actually watching Brandon muddle up some mojitos, which were nice. So let's say salud. Welcome back
salud.
To Tucson.
Sante.
And as we do that, let's also remember my fellow Saguaro High School graduates, our fellow Saguaro alums. If you graduated from Saguaro between 1982 and 1986, there is this huge reunion going on right now at Ventana Canyon, and we are having a great time. So, a big shout out to all my fellow Cougars. I'm actually going to be leaving this show to go right back and continue the party with 400 people that I don't even remember from high school.
You told me you graduated in 2005. Right?
That's That's when I did all my postdoctoral work.
Right. Uh-huh.
Right. Exactly.
Okay.
Anyway, so you're a dedicated foodie in your own right, and I love sharing a meal with you and raising a glass together. What kinds of things in your travels have been fascinating you about the culinary world? Have you run across any food trends or anything that's particularly interesting?
You know, I will tell you one thing that's very interesting, and it's not really on the subject of our show today, but it's interesting is happening in the District of Columbia is now that there are homegrown breweries popping up.
Nice.
We've got three now, a new one, three stars, Chocolate City Brewery and DC Brow. They're not brew pubs. This is not part of that. I mean, obviously, there's a lot of brew pubs around, but people just deciding the homebrew fad has moved from just a fad into some real people who really actually pursuing their dream. So I think that's one of the more interesting trends.
So these are not retail spaces where people come in and have something to eat and a beer. I mean, these are brewers that are selling their product then to those kinds of
places.
That's
correct. They actually are allowed to sell the product to take away. So you can, much like you can sell at a liquor store.
Right.
You can bring like a growler and get the beer there, but they're not a restaurant establishment. It's not designed like the Gordon Biersch's of the world,
right,
and that sort of thing. It's basically just their own homegrown brewery that they've kind of gone from doing it in the bathtub to getting a storefront and then selling it around on taps to local restaurants.
That's great. There's been a renaissance in the craft brew industry.
That's
here
exactly
in Tucson,
right.
Even there's been about four or five brewers that have sprouted up just over the last 6-12 months. Fascinated by that. When it comes to a glass of suds, Gary, what are you thinking of this time of year? Are you kind of an IPA guy when the temps reach 100? No,
I really don't like excessive hoppiness, so I like to have something that's a little refreshing, maybe a little hint of some fruit with not an overly over amount of fruit, or I like a good ale. I mean, I've got Scott blood in me, so my grandfather grew up in Scotland, so I've always, you know, the ales are always going to be
a nice Scotch ale.
Yeah, there you go.
I
like that too.
What about now? Are you a fan of the of Scotch then? I mean, when it comes to spirits,
you know what? I am not a Scotch guy.
Okay.
I have never developed a taste for Scotch. Bourbon is my spirit of choice. That's an American drink. That's a real true American drink.
I knew we had that in common. This is great. We got the secret handshake thing going on right now. So is it, I've heard in this sort of a rumor that to be called a bourbon, you literally have to be manufactured in Kentucky. I don't know if that's an urban legend or what.
I don't believe that's true, but you have to follow a certain, it's actually mandated by Congress to be able to call yourself a bourbon. You have to follow the exact recipe that Congress passed as part of a law that creates what is actually a bourbon.
Imagine that. Congress mandating things.
Mandating things.
That's
a mandate we might like. So, you know, we've had enough politics and food being missing the last couple of weeks, you know, here with the Chick-fil-A thing. But this is good politics. If he's going to establish Protect Our Bourbons, I'm all right with that.
It sounds like a great campaign to me.
Yeah.
What about on the food side? What's interesting in the center of the plate for you and the Carr family? Are you looking at some glorious cuts of beef around the country in your travels? Some great fresh fish?
What we really like to do is the tapas stuff. The small plate revolution, I think, has really become something really enjoyable. We like to share our foods, pass them around. We're both pretty adventurous eaters. My daughter is an adventurous eater for a 20-year-old, so we like to sample different kinds of things. So that's good that I can get a little thing of lamb, which my wife doesn't like.
Lamb.
She's not a lamb person.
How did that happen?
I don't know, but I always order it whenever we go out because I'm never going to get it at home.
I think she's listening right now online.
Probably so.
From Washington, D.C.
Make me stay out here. I might not get to come home.
There must be some misunderstanding if she doesn't like lamb. But anyway, right. Tapas, small plates. You know, again, we love giving people the opportunity. Just a little nibble here, a little nibble there. And again, we see the small plate pages on the menus really sprouting up. People aren't making these huge commitments to the 96-ounce, you know, porterhouse, although no disrespect to the fellow carnivores who like to get a big slab of beef.
Right.
But, yeah, to give your palate a sense of adventure, really tasting the various kinds of things around the plate, we just love that.
Well, and I think what other thing that's really interesting that's come up is, and we talked about this a little bit the last time I was on, is that I've discovered that no matter where you go, you can find a chef who's really dedicated to making good food, to putting something on a plate that's appealing to the eye, it's fun to eat, that's got a little bit of flavor, maybe a little bit of heat or a little bit of citrus, you know, that sort of thing, and find it more homegrown. And so you can find that in Tucson. You can find it in Phoenix. You can find it in Flagstaff. I'm sure you can find it in Yuma.
Exactly.
You don't have to live in Los Angeles, San Francisco, or Washington, or New Orleans. Which is a great city to go to for food.
Indeed,
but,
it is.
But you don't have to live there.
You don't have to go far.
Yeah, you really don't. And that's the reason why your radio show is doing so well, is because people realize they can be right here.
I see you're making now. I'm blushing.
There you
go. I'm starting to blush. And you know exactly what you said, and we're going to be talking to Chef Greg Cara and Marcos Castro here in the second half of the show. And these are two gentlemen that really, I think, are a manifestation of what you just said. I mean, these are culinary artists in their own right. And when they bring out some things for us to try, Gary, in the second half of the show, I think it's all going to come clear that Tucson really is on the culinary map across the country, and we just love it.
Well, you got a great cultural history here with all the different influences. Why wouldn't you have great food?
Exactly. I love it. Great food, great cocktails is what we're talking about here at the Hacienda del Sol Guest Ranch Resort, right on Hacienda del Sol Road between River Road and Sunrise Drive. We have half-price specialty cocktails that are going on all evening long if you mention On the Menu Live, and we've got some great food specials as well. All you got to do is come in here and say, I heard you on the radio. In fact, if you order two entrees for dinner, we're going to actually give you a free appetizer. That's how the way things roll here. But you got to say you heard it on the radio. We're talking to our celebrity co-host for the full hour, Gary Carr from Washington, D.C. Always a pleasure having you on the show.
Great to be on the show, Matt.
So we talked about some cocktails. We talked about some suds. And, you know, sometimes we just have to give the grape its due honor, its due respect. And there's one woman in this community that has that all put together in a way that is about love and it's about intention. She runs a wonderful place called Catavinos Wine Shop and Tasting Room. The lovely Yvonne Fouché is back.
Oh, what's up, hey, girlfriend? Matt, how you doing? It sounds like you're having a great time again.
Imagine that. You know, we have good company. We've got great cocktails. And, of course, when you join the show, our hearts just begin to melt away. That's how it rolls. Anyway, so Yvonne Fouché has got a very difficult job because she has to taste hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of wines. I'm actually just stopped here. My brother from Utah literally just surprised me walking into, oh my goodness, I wish this is a 2-hour show. I'm all verklempt, my goodness. Anyway, he hosts a sports show up in the Logan, Utah area. But anyway, Yvonne, we'll talk about that a little bit. But you've had the entire week to think about the kinds of wine that you want to showcase for our listeners. What's the wine of the week this week?
Oh, you know, I'll tell you, as usual, I try and pick a wine from my tasting that we're doing this weekend. And the tasting this week is customer favorites. So that was pretty easy to put together. And then when I was trying to figure out the wine of the week, I thought, you know what? I'm going to do one of my favorites. And one of my favorites is the Langhorn Crossing Red by the Bleasdale Winery in Langhorn Creek, Australia. So this wine is 53% Cab, 35% Shiraz, 7% Petit Verdot, and 5% Malbec. So I'm a blends girl. I really like the depth and the complexity of blends. And this one just exhibits all of the flavors that I love in wine. So well, it's kind of like I put it on the tasting, and you got to drink what I like, too. So this is the 2008. It's got some real vibrant red berry aromas, and then that follows through into the palate. It's got some spice on it. It's got, like, juicy forest fruits. So it's like dark fruits that are, they're real deep and have a lot of complexity to it. And then it's got a lightly tannic finish that also has a little bit of, like, cedar or, you know, a little bit of that brambliness on the end. And maybe just gorgeous. A touch of dust. And I've grown to love, a lot of people are like, what's dust taste like? And it's, I don't know, just taste it and you'll see. That's what dust tastes like. So anyways, that's the wine that I've chosen as the wine of the week today.
That's great. So this is a Longhorn Crossing Red from the Bleasdale Winery in Australia, a 2008, which is this gorgeous blend. And Yvonne, I love it when you blend. I just have to say that when you bring out great blends, you always seem to find the right wine for my palate on a Saturday afternoon, because when you bring in all of those wonderful varietals and you just, you know, season it with a little bit of that dust. And let me just say, I love a little dust on the wine. And we're actually going to be talking to Dylan Higgins, the sommelier here. We're going to ask him about the role of dust in a wine. But I love that sort of earthy, that little dusty flavor. So when you're thinking about all these wonderful varietals that are integrated in this blend from Australia, you know, you're thinking this is probably a high price point for a wine. It's very, you know, not typical for you to sort of, you know, find exactly this kind of a wine in a way that's, you know, not going to keep, you know, not break your bank. But what's the price point on this beauty?
Well, Matt, I mean, you are right. It is getting near the high end of the scale. and I have to retail that wine for $13.99.
That's Gary Carr just doesn't know what to do with that information.
That sounds like Tuesday to me.
Yeah, Gary's wondering how we can get Catavinos East to open up in our nation's capital.
There we go.
But for any of our listeners that might be listening for the first time, you indeed heard Yvonne correct. Of all the 350 wines from all over the world that she stocks there at Catavinos, there is not one bottle in the entire store that is over $15 a bottle. And Gary, we always say, what a remarkable public service that Catavinos provides in this community.
Absolutely. That sounds like making the fruit of the vine accessible for everyone.
Indeed. So I want all of our listeners to go to the Catavinos Wine Shop and Tasting Room on Alvernon, just a little bit south of Fort Lowell, every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. Yvonne lovingly puts together this wonderful wine tasting where she features a flight of six premium wines served alongside some delicious cheese, some crackers, get to know some folks in the community, share your common passion for the grape, and that is only $10. But if you buy a bottle of wine, you're going to drop that price down to $8 for the tasting.
Right.
And if you do it, Gary Carr does and buys the wine by the case, that tasting isn't going to cost you anything. So in addition to this great Longhorn Crossing Red from Australia, what are some of the other wines that you have featured tonight up until 8 o'clock?
Oh, God, we got a beautiful Chardonnay. This only proves how good my customers' palates are. A beautiful Chardonnay. It's an un-oaked Chardonnay. It's very crisp. A beautiful Sauv Blanc out of Marlborough. A Cabernet that's out of Sonoma County. A Zinfandel that's out of Lodi, and a Petit Sirah that's out of Lodi. So these are all screamers, and people are walking out of here this weekend saying, geez, I liked them all. I'm like, well, yeah, you did. You're the one that picked them. So,
it's
been very fun.
Great. Well, you've celebrated all your customer favorites, and we encourage all of our listeners, go down there and taste all of these great wines on your way up to the Hacienda del Sol, because you're going to have a wonderful, five-star culinary experience here. Yvonne Fouché from Catavinos, I celebrate you. I celebrate everything that you are. I celebrate the Catavinos brand, and I just give all of my love and hugs to you for a great weekend.
Oh, you continue. Have a great time, Matt.
Thanks so much. We're going to take a quick 60-second commercial break. We're going to thank a sponsor or two. And when we come back, we're going to be talking about some classic cocktails right here up at the Hacienda. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Spice up your Saturday night. He'll tell you where to have fun tonight. It's On the Menu, live with Matt Russell on KNST AM 790 and now 97.1 FM.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It's Matt Russell broadcasting live deep in the heart of happy hour here at the Hacienda del Sol Guest Ranch Resort. Of course, on Hacienda del Sol Road between River Road and Sunrise Drive. Broadcasting here with my celebrity co-host for the full hour, Gary Carr from Washington is back.
Great to be here, Matt.
I mean, we've gone from cocktail conversations to beer conversations to wine conversations. We talked about great food. I mean, we got to have you back on the show more often.
I'm glad to be here. I want to come back all the time.
Well, you have an open
invitation.
The weather
here is fabulous.
That's exactly right.
I even like it when it's hot.
There is no better place to be in the summer than Tucson, Arizona. And when you're in Tucson, up at the Hacienda del Sol, again, some great room packages here during the summer. But there's just so much to talk about. But helping us tell the Hacienda story is one of our favorite personalities here, because you know what? Whenever he shows up, he brings cocktails. And his name is Matthew Landon. What's up, brother?
Oh, not much. How you doing today, Matt?
I mean, I'm doing great. But how couldn't I be doing great? I am staring down the barrel of four gorgeous cocktails here.
You know, they look very pretty, and they taste very well as well. So
I love it.
Yeah, and you know, I love bringing them out here for you every time you're here with us.
That's great. Well, Matthew Landon is, he knows his way around a bar. He's actually the manager right here at Hacienda del Sol. And Matthew, when you were on the show last time, we talked about some of these kind of nouvelle cocktails, these new custom cocktails that you and your mixology team have lovingly put together. We decided this segment, we kind of go back to the roots, talking about the classic cocktails that have kind of defined the Hacienda experience. And Matthew, I don't know where to start here. I mean, we want to talk a little bit about these cocktails, and to put these bold claims to the test that you've got a mixology brand that is just unsurpassed here in Southern Arizona. Where do we go, Matthew?
Well, first off, I wanted to start with the Sonoran Ice Water. This is something that we wanted to try to create because, you know, we have a lot of margaritas here on property, and we thought, you know, what a great way to kind of still use tequila but have a nice, refreshing cocktail on our menu as well that isn't always a margarita base. So what you're trying here is the Sonoran Ice Water with the Don Julio Silver. Has just a splash of some simple syrup and then some fresh squeezed lemon juice. And we do squeeze all of our juices here in-house.
Wow.
I mean, it's like taking a walk through the garden when you go see the bar. I mean, you've got all these great, you know, ingredients, some of the things you actually use in your garden you bring out to the bar. But right away, you can tell that's a Don Julio right there. I mean, it's just, there is no mistake. That is a quality tequila.
And, you know, here we're real big on tequila, and we didn't want to try to take too much away from the Don Julio and the flavor because people have come accustomed to liking that. So we thought a little bit, kind of, I said last time on the show, simplicity is sometimes the way to go with these cocktails.
Yeah, the Sonoran ice water, perfectly refreshing, Gary.
That's what I was just about to say. The word I was going to use was refreshing. You've got the little bit of a lime hint to the, on the back that that really just kind of brings out, you almost want to say this is a nice kind of refreshing water oriented but nice tequila, quality tequila. This is a good quality drink.
Yeah, I mean, I'll take a Thirst Buster, please.
You bet.
And, you know, I mean, there's the Kansas City ice water out there. How could we kind of, you know, play off of that and bring it a little bit more home, make it a little Hacienda twist is what we like to call it up here.
That's nice. And when you say simple syrup, we don't want people to get afraid that it's too sweet. I mean, it's just a suggestion of sweetness just to counter, you know, balance the acidity of that lime juice. Gorgeous, Matthew.
Well,
a really, really nice cocktail.
I'm glad you enjoy that.
And this cocktail is half off tonight if you come in and mention that you heard it on the radio.
Correct.
Wow, that's great. All right, where are we going now?
We're
going
to go to our house margarita. This is something that we feature every Monday through Friday from 3 to 6 on our happy hour. You can get it actually at $5, which is really great for a margarita, especially the kind of caliber margarita we have here. So we're just using our El Jimador, which is a well tequila here on property. And, you know, El Jimador is part of the Herradura family, so that's a pretty nice tequila that we do use in our well.
I'd say so.
And then we're just mixing in, you know, some of our simple syrup and a little bit of the sweet and sour that we make fresh here on property, too.
Yeah, my wife, Nancy, loves the margaritas here. You know, she talks about them, you know, aggressively throughout the community. And to call it a house margarita is almost a misnomer because when you think house, you think pedestrian. You think, you know, this is where you start. But this is a wonderful cocktail. I love the fact that you're using El Jimador in the well. I mean, you're not cutting corners here, as we always talk about on the show. It's so easy to put Jack's or Bob's tequila in the well, but you're using a quality product.
We really are. And, you know, we're really happy to be able to offer that to all of our guests who do come up here and join us.
Well, you know what's great about this, I think, is that it doesn't taste like anything like what you would expect a house margarita to be. I mean,
exactly.
We've all had house margaritas that have this disgusting mix to it that you just go, oh, please, this is not, no, but this is wonderful. Yeah. What a great house margarita this is.
That's great. You're not going to find any mix here at the Hacienda
right,
del Sol.
This is not some mix you find in a big, giant plastic can that you buy at Costco. No, no offense to the folks at Costco. If they're an advertiser.
They're not sponsors.
Okay,
no worries.
Well, then heck with them. But this is terrific.
No, and I agree 100%. I mean, we got to give Larry a lot of credit and some of the other bartenders who are back here. You know, every day they come in and they're squeezing and making everything fresh.
Squeezing and muddling and shaking, and I mean, it's like dinner and a show
every time
you come here.
They should get giant tips.
Giant tips, exactly. Don't forget about your mixologist. Remember when we used to call them bartenders, Gary?
I think it sounds much more professional.
I love it.
I like the mixologist.
So we've got about another 2 minutes remaining before our hard news break, and my wife is taking pictures of, because the presentation of the cocktail is absolutely gorgeous. And
Not of you. She's not taking pictures of you.
There's nothing gorgeous about
that. She's motioning you to get away.
All right.
Right.
So anyway, we got a Bloody Mary, it looks like.
We do. We have our Southwestern Bloody Mary. It has Grey Goose, and it has a house-made fire-roasted Bloody Mary mix.
Fire-roasted.
Fire-roasted. We take all the ingredients that we put in here, all the vegetables. We fire roast them on our grill in the kitchen. We bring it back, and we like to blend everything up together, our juice, actually. And everything that comes out of the juicer, we actually mix back into the cocktail. So you're going to have a not too chunky, but you're going to have a little bit of that kind of vegetable component that still comes with this margarita or Bloody Mary, I apologize.
Nice texture on that. You know, you got some wonderful ingredients. You got a little horseradish in there that I'm feeling, right?
You're right.
But you can taste the fire. When you say fire roasted, I mean, it's not just this sexy description. You can actually taste the fire roast on those.
You actually can. The flavors do come across really nice on that.
Well, the vegetables, that's almost dinner.
Yeah, it's a meal in a glass. Anyway, we're going to wait and taste that second cocktail when we get back from our news break. We got about another 30 seconds. So the bar, you got happy hour. What are your happy hour specials and hours of operation?
The hours of operation are Monday through Friday from 3 to 6. We have half off of appetizers. We have $3 pints. We have $5 and $8 glasses of wine. half off of our well liquors and, like I mentioned, our $5 house margaritas.
Great. We got four beautiful cocktails that have really come to define the Hacienda here. Come on up and mention that you heard them on the radio, and Matthew Landon's going to shave half of the price off these wonderful cocktails. Anyway, we're going to take a quick Fox News commercial break. Thanks to more sponsors. And when we come back, we're going to dive in head first to some of these great culinary experiences here at the Hacienda. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Hey, Arizona, Guy Fieri here from the Food Network. Now, I know you are digging it when you are listening to On the Menu Live with my man, Matt Russell.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. It's Matt Russell broadcasting deep in the heart of happy hour here at the Hacienda del Sol Guest Ranch Resort. Of course, on Hacienda del Sol Road between River Road and Sunrise Drive is just a slice of the old Pueblo in a way that really far can even compare, a few can compare it to. It's a wonderful place, and it's always wonderful having Gary Carr back on the show.
It's great to be here. I'm ready to move in. And if I could just have these cocktails, and I bet the food's going to be terrific, I'm ready to just move in.
Well, let me ask your daughter Amy at the U of A how she feels about having Dad so close.
She does not want that. She is having a great time being 3,000 miles away from home. I want to go back to college. That's what I want to do.
Well, there's ambition. No better place than to come down here and bear down.
It is fantabulous, except for the 1 week you play USC.
Ouch. And you were doing so well up until this point.
We're going to get kicked off the radio.
Anyway, well, you know, right off the cover of GQ magazine, here he comes again. You know what? He hasn't stopped thinking about that ever since I said. He's probably the best coiffed, best dressed sommelier here in all of the Grand Canyon State. And his name is Dylan Higgins, and he's back with us. What's going on, man?
Not a whole lot, Matt. How are you?
I'm doing great. You know, we just had a few cocktails, having a great time sampling the kind of the classic approach to the cocktail that you guys have put together. But, you know, you and the wine program, I think you've won, you know, world-class awards, as we talked about last time, putting together these wonderful wine lists. We had our wine retail sponsor on the show a few minutes ago, and she was talking about this blend out of Australia. And she says it's got some Cab and some Shiraz, some Petit Verdot, a little Malbec. And she said it's got some nice fruit on it, but a little bit of dust. And I was intrigued by her description of having a little dust on the wine. That's not buildup of dust on the bottle. I mean, that's actually in the tasting profile.
Right. That would be something more along the lines of a mouthfeel profile
yes.
Instead of an actual flavor. Hopefully you're not actually tasting something that tastes like dust in your wine. That probably wouldn't go over
not
too well.
Not a good thing, right.
But it's more along the lines of how it feels on the palate, and that's usually just a net effect of the tannin. And if you've got a big McLaren Vale or Barossa Shiraz, I would fully anticipate having sort of a dusty feel to the palate.
Great. All about the mouthfeel.
Absolutely.
I love a good mouthfeel, Dylan.
I
mean, that's just...
I'm not going to fight you on that.
This is a G-rated show.
This is a family show. This is a family show, absolutely. So, Dylan Higgins, you know, one of the things that I love about the Hacienda is these world-class events that you folks put on, and you're always concepting these wonderful creative events to bring people up here to the property to get a sense of the grounds and to really have just an unsurpassed culinary experience as well as a great cocktail, great wine. You actually have is there a wine dinner coming up that we want to make sure that our listeners know about?
Well, actually, we've got three.
Three!
Coming up in the next
That's
month.
That's the way they roll here at the Hacienda.
Oh, yeah.
What's going on?
Well, next week, actually, this coming Tuesday, we've got World of Chocolate. It's almost sold out, but we've still got a little bit of space left. And what happens is our culinary team puts together a beautiful five-course menu that's completely themed around chocolate. And then Justin and myself get to sit down and put together pairings, which isn't too bad because that means we have to pop some bottles. And
yeah, what a shame.
Yeah, it's unfortunate.
Oh, so let me get this
Life
straight.
Life is so hard for you.
I get to eat chocolate and drink wine.
Yeah, that's a right. Five-course exactly. World of Chocolate a dinner, and every course has chocolate represented somehow?
Every course has chocolate represented, be
it
white, milk, or dark chocolate, and each one of them is pretty much themed around a specific type of chocolate so as to avoid, you know, confusing the palate.
Right.
You can actually pair wine with white chocolate. That's something I've never had before.
Absolutely. In fact, usually I would pair a wine that's got a bigger acidity level to it, mm-hmm. like a New Zealand Sauvignon Blanc or something along those lines, because you're going to wind up cutting through some of that butter fat feel that you get from the white chocolate on the palate.
Right.
Great.
So that shows you the you know the intelligence that's required to actually thoughtfully put together the right wine with the right chocolate so they play on each other. It's not this random selection. I mean, you're really thinking hard and, as you said, doing your homework to find just the right match for your very discriminating you know, guests. So that event is coming up when, Dylan?
That's actually this coming Tuesday.
Okay.
We are still taking reservations for it, but again, we're pretty close to sold out on that one.
Okay. And if people do want to call, you've got a couple left to sell, the number to call
529-3500.
529-3500 for reservations, not only for the World of Chocolate event, which my wife, I believe, is already enthusiastically RSVP'd for, but you got another couple of events coming up here.
We do have a couple more events after that. About 2 weeks later, we're going to be doing a Spain dinner. Where actually we go through and this time Justin and I pick the five courses. We go through and select five different wines from Spain. And then we have the unfortunate duty of having to taste those with the chefs.
My condolences.
And then then the chefs craft five plates for us and we've got ourselves a dinner. So that one happens August 20th. And that also we're taking reservations for. We do still have some space. That's got a lot more limited space because we do it all in one fell swoop.
I got
so you. Everybody's on the same page.
Right, exactly. And what's sort of the standout item on that Spain dinner menu? You think there's wonderful flavors of that part of the world, and I'm sure they're going to be all manifest brilliantly that night.
Well, we've got a gorgeous pork belly dish for the third course.
Oh, thank you very much.
That the chefs put together.
Yes.
And I believe that's the one we paired with our Camines de Priorat by Alvaro Palacios. So
very nice.
Yes.
I couldn't have said that better myself.
Well,
And the fact that you're putting a pork belly, I love the fact that pork belly is just bouncing around from menu to menu. Again, 5 years ago, 6 years ago, we really didn't see a whole lot, but chefs really began to appreciate and really celebrate exactly what a beautifully prepared pork belly can do. You know, beautifully tender, a little creamy. And having it here at the Hacienda, I mean, you guys set the bar pretty high.
Yeah, and actually the chef who sort of took the lead on that is John Jones. He's got some just massive culinary credentials, and he showed up and has just started helping put together some incredible menus.
That's great. And that's coming up on August the 20th.
August the 20th?
Again, 529-3500 to make reservations. There's only a few left, so friends, do yourself a favor and get them while they're here. Anyway, one more event here. It's a favorite event of the Russells. We have been up here and enjoyed the wonderful Pinot Festival that you do every year, and that's coming up again. I can't believe it's been a year.
That's right. Our third annual is going to happen on September 23rd, and it's actually the Pinot Harvest Festival. We're getting in touch with a lot of local farmers and other food producers who are experiencing their harvest around that same time. And hopefully we can put together almost like a farmer's market kind of atmosphere.
Nice.
That hasn't been completed entirely yet, but we are working on it. More importantly is Pinot. And by Pinot, I mean Pinot Grigio, Pinot Noir, Pinot Blanc, Pinotage.
Yes.
Pinot Meunier. And it's sparkling still. Rosé, anything that we can figure out, we're going to have a whole lot of wine, probably 60 or so labels.
60 labels. And you come in, you get your glass, and you sort of, and again, the grounds are just beautiful. I mean, that's so much a part of the aesthetic here for that event because everything is in full bloom, and there's just wonderful. We're going to have some music this year,
absolutely,
a wonderful food that you have available for folks to taste alongside these wonderful wines. And you really can travel the world and taste some really great Pinots and not leave Tucson.
Oh, yeah. There's going to be at least one South African label. There will be New Zealand, probably, if not Australia. There will definitely be France. There will definitely be Germany. There will definitely be Italy. There will definitely be the good old U.S. of A. So we're going to make sure that we've thoroughly explored and exhausted all of our resources. And by that, I mean, unfortunately, me tasting a whole lot of wine.
I come from Washington, and there's this Constitution thing, the Eighth Amendment, the Constitution, cruel and unusual punishment. I guess it's
violated. It's complete violation. I mean, how do you feel about that?
I say come up and go to Pinot Fest.
Exactly.
It sounds so fabulous. And Pinot has become, especially the Pinot Noir, has become kind of the go-to wine for so many people because it's so versatile. No matter where you get it from, people can feel like they can pair it with almost anything. Do you find that you're getting more orders for that?
Absolutely.
Is that kind of the spirit of this? I mean, obviously you're going to go Pinot Gris and your Pinot Grigio and all that sort of thing, but
absolutely. The big thing with Pinot Noir is that it's not overly tannic. It's a lighter skinned grape. So as long as you don't beat it up too bad in the process of making a wine out of it, you can really tell where it came from. With a simple taste.
That's great.
And that's what's great about that particular grape is that people who don't like big wines, and there's a lot of people who don't, can really feel like they can order a red wine that can
compete with their food or complement their food without having to get some big Cabernet, be the Robert Parker with the big Cabernet and the cigars. I mean, that's for some people, but that's not
it
for
works.
Everybody.
Yeah, and we can almost guarantee you're going to find a Pinot that you really, really like right. if you come up here on September the 23rd. 529-3500 is the number to call if you want to get reservations for that. Or HaciendaDelSol.com has all the information on these great events. Anyway, Dylan Higgins, always a pleasure having you on the show. I mean, I just get so hungry and thirsty every time I come in here. Anyway, keep up what you're doing, man. We love everything that you've done to really, invite people to Hacienda and give them an experience unlike any other. Dylan Higgins, always a pleasure.
Thank you very much, man.
Thanks so much. Well, we're going to see if we can find Chef Greg Cara and Chef Marcos Castro because, they are, kind of the part of the success, recipe for success right here. And, boy, Matthew Landon is bringing out some things, I believe, for us to try. And, goodness gracious, Chef, I don't sometimes I'm rendered speechless. Very difficult to do.
I would say probably very rarely. I will ask Nancy, but probably very rarely.
So this is Chef Marcos Castro. Welcome to the show.
How's it going?
It's going well. I'm going to move the microphone a little bit closer so we can hear everything you have to say. So I feel like that you just delivered to us a photograph of the cover of Bon Appetit magazine. I mean, this is suitable for framing. But I'm not going to frame it, Chef. I'm going
to
eat it.
No, it's to enjoy.
So this is a dessert. I mean, I love a place that starts with dessert. This is wonderful.
I think everyone should start with dessert first.
I love it. So what do you have for us, Chef?
So right there in front of you, we have a coconut s'mores served with whipped cream and chocolate sauce.
Coconut s'mores.
Yeah.
So fresh coconut here. Little. Mm-hmm. You toasting that coconut at all
I'm
when it's coming
out? I'm toasting the coconut.
Of course you are.
Melting the marshmallow, nice and toasted. Melted chocolate chips over the graham cracker crust and a little bit of condensed milk to bring it all together.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. This is a live show, and I'm eating.
Yeah. How is it?
And you got to keep talking.
Well, I'm thinking that this is not
graham cracker and toasted coconut. That is beautiful.
This is not probably quite the kind of s'mores that you would have at camp, but
no, not at all.
But if you did, you would be at a really good camp, right?
It's really good. It's that coconut and that condensed milk takes it to another level.
Right. And it's not and the coconut is just kind of there as a supportive element. It's not this overbearing, piña colada kind of a dessert.
Absolutely.
It's just enough to sort of say, yeah, coconut's in there, and that's wonderful. The way you're able to hit that balance is beautiful. This has got to be one of the standout desserts on the grill
Absolutely.
Menu.
Absolutely. It's in Terrazza menu, it's bestseller.
Wow.
Hands
that's
down.
Fantastic. Gary, what do you think?
You know what's great about this is that also you can order things that have s'mores on them because they have you can see them at different restaurants, and sometimes they're very assaultive. You just feel this great, like, pow of chocolate, which is sometimes just too much. This is a nice mix of all the little flavors that are in a s'mores, and it's light enough with the crumbly texture of the crust. That's really well done.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
It sort of takes you back to those childhood campfire days, but we're adults and we can do it now. It's just beautiful.
Right, because we can have cocktails with it.
So, yeah, you're thinking, I'm thinking the ice water is doing a nice compliment to this.
I will say what would be really good with this, and not to we're going off a topic a little bit, which would be a porter, a really thick chocolatey porter.
Oh, very nice.
Would be really good with
yeah,
this.
And absolutely. Some of the new smoked porters that are hitting with a little bit of mesquite or a little pecan on that smoke.
Porter is a great
idea,
you
Gary.
You don't think of beer as a pairing with a dessert, but actually a porter really works well.
I love it. So the dessert program here at the Hacienda is as widely known as the center of the plate culinary experience here. And again, as I say, the presentation here is just beautiful. It's done with intention. It's done with appreciation. It's done with time. You don't just throw these things together. You knocked it out of the park, Chef, with the s'mores. What are we going here now?
Thank you very much. We have a prickly pear cheesecake. With a blondie bottom. So instead of graham cracker crust for your cheesecake, I use a blondie, a vanilla version of a brownie, for the base.
A blondie bottom.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
A blondie bottom.
A prickly pear cheesecake with a blondie bottom. All right, I'm going in.
There he goes. On the radio, he's eating. Mm.
So it's served with a little bit of prickly pear sauce and whipped cream.
And just, again, using the sourced ingredients, using what we have local, using what it is that has really defined the culinary approach here at the Hacienda, prickly pear. I mean, we just love it because it's just a little bit of that sweetness, the creaminess of that of the cheese on the cheesecake, and that blondie just sort of ties it all together.
I really like that creaminess. That's really good in the prickly pear, which what a great local touch. That's just perfect. What a nice little light dessert. You just have this little bit, and you don't feel like you're being, you know, eating a giant pound of cheesecake. You've had a nice little, very flavorful cheesecake.
Right. You don't feel guilty after eating.
Right. You do not have to feel guilty, but I don't think you have to feel guilty. Everything in moderation, including moderation.
Exactly. The Hacienda del Sol is one of the few places where I actually say, you know, when the server, you know, when you finish your meal and everything is beautiful and you think, okay, am I just going to have coffee in the check or am I going to go that one extra round? And we always sort of say, of course you have to bring the dessert menu.
Absolutely.
Yes,
I always
please.
Encourage another round, especially with the desserts. I try to keep them small and fun.
Okay, speaking of another round, okay, what do we have here?
So here we have a Sonoran wheat flour brownie beautiful. Served with whipped cream. So the Sonoran wheat is native to Arizona, and it's a little healthy for you.
It's a little healthy for you. You didn't say it's a lot healthy for you. You just said it's a little healthy for you. Well, that's good. Look, that's one thing I found in traveling around over the last few years is that more and more restaurants, more and more chefs, from all the way from the appetizers down to the desserts, are looking for local ingredients, something that reflects where they live and the people that they live. Is that something you focused more on in the last couple of years?
Absolutely. And, like, I'm new to Tucson. I gotta be honest. I'm new to Tucson. So the first time I taste prickly pear, I said I want to make a cheesecake out of that.
Is that right?
Yeah.
First thought of cheesecake right away.
Absolutely.
So this is fantastic.
Absolutely.
And now the flour, the Sonoran flour,
The Sonoran flour I was introduced by Tom Firth, and I wanted to make a brownie out of it. I wanted something casual, something fun in the Terraza menu. Could always childhood memories a brownie. And I wanted to use a different flour native to Arizona, and it kind of gave it a different texture.
It is a little different. I just tasted it. It's a little different texture. It's a little lighter. Mm-hmm. It's a little smoother, but it's still got that great chocolatey flavor.
Absolutely.
If you love brownies, you're going to love this. If you didn't tell somebody that it was something different, mm-hmm. they wouldn't necessarily know. But if they're open to that little bit of different experience, they'll love this. They absolutely love it.
And what I love about this is that it's borderline cakey brownie, borderline fudgy brownie.
Right.
It's a debate.
The texture differences is what I picked up on right away. It's got that kind of a crispy sort of outer edge, but it's that pillowy inside, the creaminess that just says, you know what, I'm in Marcos Castro's house now.
Absolutely.
That's great. All right, so we've got about 30 seconds before I want to give away a gift card. We're going to come back with Chef Greg Caro, who's going to talk about some of the standout items that are on the grills menu. We talked about Terraza last time on the show, the Garden Patio and Lounge. There's some new items on the grill at Hacienda del Sol menu that we're going to be talking with Chef about after we give away, I think it's going to be brunch for two for the first person that calls in the trivia question. But anyway, Marcos Castro, keeping it sweet, doing it well. Thank you, man.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you
love
much.
It.
I appreciate it.
All right, so the trivia question of the week is going to be this. This is going to be a lot of fun. And folks, if you're the first person to call in with the right answer, you are going to be the chef's guest here at the Hacienda del Sol for brunch for two. I think one of the finest brunches in the southwestern United States. Really have redefined what a brunch is all about and what it's supposed to be. You're going to get brunch for two up here on the beautiful grounds of the Hacienda del Sol. If you're the first person to call in with the answer to this question. Now, we talked about this Pinot Harvest Fest, the Pinot Festival that they do here up at the Hacienda del Sol. And we want to know how many years have they been doing that Pinot Harvest Festival, including the one that's going to be happening here in September. How many years have they done the Pinot Harvest Festival? If you think you know the answer to the question, give us a call right here, right now, at 880-KNST, 880-5678 for a chance to win brunch for two at the Hacienda. Good luck. We'll be right back.
How's it going, Tucson? Jeff Carl here from the Sandwich King on the Food Network. Thanks for listening to On the Menu Live. My buddy, Matt Russell.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. This is Matt Russell broadcasting live deep in the heart of happy hour here at the Hacienda del Sol Guest Ranch Resort with my celebrity co-host for the full hour, who has just lovingly made himself at one with that Sonoran brownie, Gary Carr.
That's right. I think angels are singing out
there. We definitely hear angels singing almost every time you come through that beautiful archway. You know, your world just changes every time you come into the open arms of the Hacienda. Things just get better. No matter how bad your day is or what's going on in your life, you just come through and the flowers are you're alive, and the sweet desert aroma, the vegetation just meets you and just says, you're in the right spot.
Your outside world has stopped bothering you when you walk across the gates.
That's
you,
right.
Absolutely.
No bothers here at the Hacienda del Sol. Anyway, we're going to be talking with Chef Greg Cara here, who's going to be featuring a couple of things that he's rolling out on the new menu at the Grill at Hacienda del Sol. It's just four diamond dining in the heart of the foothills, and they've won every award imaginable, from wine to the culinary arts. We just can't wait to get Greg back on the phone. But you know what? We did the trivia question, Gary, and every line lit up back at the studio. People want to come here for Sunday brunch.
Absolutely. Sounds like a great deal.
All right, so we're going to do this. We're going to go right to line one. We're not going to waste any more time. We're going to talk to Sean. Sean, welcome to On the Menu Live.
Thank you.
Anyway,
my
Sean, we want to know.
My guess is five. Five years.
He says 5 years. Survey says... Oh, no, you're close, Sean, you're close. But anyway, thanks for listening and thanks for calling. That opens up a line at 880-KNST, 880-5678, for a chance to win brunch for two, if you know the answer. How many years have they been doing this Pinot Festival up here at the Hacienda del Sol? We're going to go to line two and say hi to Patty. Patty, what's your answer?
I would say six.
Okay, Patty says six. Survey says... you know what? You're a little farther away than Sean was. So it's not six. It's not five. Anyway, thanks for listening. That opens up a line at 880-KNST, 880-5678 for a chance to win brunch for two. How many years have they been doing this Pinot Festival here at the Hacienda del Sol? We're going to go say hi to Dave. Dave, what's your answer?
It's 4 years.
He says it's 4 years. Oh, Dave, you're so close. Anyway, again, thanks for listening. You're a little bit off. That opens up a line, 880-KNST. So it's not six. It's not five. And as Dave said, you know, it's not four. So, Greg, the pressure's on. What's your answer?
Well, it sounds like three. 3 years.
And he says it's 3 years. I'm going to look at Matthew Landon, who says... You're absolutely right, Greg. You nailed
right.
it. This is going to be the wow. You're excited. I'm excited
absolutely.
To hear you scream for joy. Well, look, you know, that's not going to be the last time you scream for joy, because you and a guest are going to be the chef's guest right up here at the Hacienda del Sol for brunch for two. Congratulations. It's going to be a wonderful moment for you, a great culinary experience. Don't hang up. I want you to stay on the line, because Kat back at the studio is going to get all your information, and it's going to be our privilege, Greg,
right.
to get
Thank
all that
you.
Information.
Thank you very much.
You.
I love your show.
Yo, thank you so much for saying so. He loves our show. Wow. I'm just
doesn't everybody?
I'm blushing a little bit. Anyway, 3 years for the Pinot Fest. All right, so this is a food show, Gary Carr, and we have arrived at the centerpiece of the experience, and we are staring down, I think, a couple of the things that Chef Greg Cara has put on the new menu. Chef, welcome back to On the Menu Live.
Well, thank you very much.
I love hanging out with you, because you just make me happy. You make me smile. You make me dance. You make me jump for joy, and you know what? I will jump for joy as soon as I'm done with the radio, because you don't want our listeners to actually hear that happening. But anyway, so you've got some new menu items coming on right here at the Grill at Hacienda del Sol. Talk about some of the things you're rolling out here.
All right, Mark. Well, that's our Gold Canyon pork chop for the summertime. It's got white cheddar grits, a peachy barbecue sauce, a grilled peach, and some coleslaw.
Okay, so and you have you used a little wood on this on the grill? You're using some
Yeah, that will be pecan fired.
Using some pecan fired pork chop with white cheddar grits and a peach barbecue sauce.
Yes, sauce? That is correct.
My goodness. You know, when it's spoken like that, how can you possibly resist? So right away, before I even begin to taste this, let me just say thank you for cooking this pork to a turn, because it's criminal, chef, for people to say, you know, it has to be. We understand juices run clear, and that's okay. But you have done it thoughtfully by not overcooking the pork. So I say for that, congratulations, you've nailed it. Now comes the fun part. Oh my goodness.
Okay. Again, we're eating on the radio.
A little bit of the char on the outside of that pork. Beautifully tender. As I said, cooked perfectly. The creaminess of those white cheddar grits and the sweetness of the peach when it's juxtaposed against the creaminess of that of those grits. You have nailed it.
Yeah, I think all the flavors work really well together, and it's a great little summertime dish.
Man, Gary, you're in for a treat.
I can't wait for that.
You know, if you could put anything on white cheddar grits, and it just becomes something that everyone just raves about.
Exactly.
And when you put something as beautiful and as thoughtful on top, that's just gorgeous. Gary, wait for that, man.
Oh, I can't wait. If you're not really all that hungry, you can just have one grit.
Yeah, there's 50,000 grits in that pile, but if you really, you know, have to show restraint by only having one, that's just beautiful.
Especially if you're watching your carbs.
That's exactly right. Okay, so as Gary is enjoying the pecan-grilled pork chop, what do we got here?
That's our play on a trout almondine. We have a cherry chutney, a smoked Yukon potato smoked trout timbale on the side as the side dish. And it's kind of like a play on the real almondine with the green beans, and that's an almond flour-crusted rainbow Rocky Mountain rainbow trout.
I thought that was wonderful. I had it before when you were eating the pork, and I just thought, you know, sometimes you can kind of cook out all the flavors of a trout, and the trout can taste. I mean, the trout is a bottom feeder, okay? So not everybody loves trout, but if it's cooked right, with the right amount of breading and just that right amount of little flavor through that, that is just terrific. That is a terrific dish.
Especially with the smoked trout niçoise. You're going with the trout almondine classic with that Chef Greg Carr twist with the smoked trout niçoise. It's a gorgeous combination of flavors here.
Yeah, that was really – I really like that. That was my favorite part.
Oh.
I thought that was terrific. And the pork, you're right, this is terrific. It's well done.
So these are two items that are on the new menu here at the Grill at Hacienda del Sol. What do you want your guests to know about how you've approached this menu? We got about 60 seconds left.
Well, we've kind of trimmed it up a little bit for summertime, making it more approachable for everybody. You know, some people think Hacienda is like a destination restaurant. Well, for the locals, we've actually, you know, given them a little price break so they can get up here and enjoy a nice fine dining dinner in the middle of summer.
That's great. Well, listen, Chef Greg Carr and Marcos Castro, thanks for everything that you guys do. Go to HaciendaDelSol.com to learn all about these wonderful culinary experiences that you're going to have. You can click on the menu and see all the wonderful things that these chefs have put together for you. And again, these two items that we tried are only $24 tonight each if you mention On the Menu Live. Anyway, thanks so much for hosting such a great and delicious party. Always fun hanging out with you guys.
Thank you, Matt.
Gary, thanks so much for being a part of this show.
Oh, loved it. Thank you very much.
Anyway, have a great weekend. We will see you next Saturday here on the Menu Live on KNST AM 790 and now 97.1 FM. Cheers.